Is God allowed to reign over your thoughts or just visit them occasionally? My name is Cliff Johnson, and this is Life Words Day by Day. And we're going through the book of Romans right now. And in Romans 1:28, Paul says mankind did not see fit to acknowledge God. That phrase cuts deeper than just disbelief. The issue is not whether God exists, it's whether he is worthy to rule. The human heart does not reject God intellectually first, it rejects him morally. God is deemed unqualified to occupy the ruling space of the mind. He may be thanked at a podium, referenced at a holiday table, or acknowledged in a crisis, but not obeyed continually. And this is why Paul emphasizes that God must reign all the time. Not when it's convenient, not when it's culturally acceptable, not when people are watching. A mind that refuses God's authority will always malfunction. When God is removed from the throne, something else will take that place, desire, emotion, or self. And these are cruel masters. Romans chapter 12 reminds us that renewal for the Christian is to be continual. We don't just flip a switch. The Spirit of God transforms us through our sustained submission to Him. Stop and start Christianity produces shallow thinking and fragile obedience. So if your faith is episodic, your mind will remain unstable. God does not share the throne. Pray this with me today. Father, forgive me for the times I have acknowledged you without submitting to you. Reign over my mind fully and continually. Here are two people that you can pray for today. Pray for Jared and Megan Etheridge and their family, our missionaries in South Africa. And also pray for the Chechua LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Zambia and Malawi.